crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover, double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, time for the crossover.
Yeah, it is.
You are very cash. I like this look. You are sponsored by Nike today. People can partially see you.
Yep, I got a deal with Nike on Mondays, Adidas on the rest of the week. Yeah,
it doesn't say Air. There's no Flight or Air Force
but
One.
It is
Sydney,
the old Nike that you're starting to see.
Is that like an Andre Agassi collection? That might be like the Andre Agassi collection.
Do you think
collection.
This is a tennis jacket?
Yeah, it might be. Is it got a hood, or are you providing the hood?
Hey,
I got a hood. I got double hoods, actually.
So how many months?
But it doesn't have.
Hey, how many months of Sports Illustrated did you get that jacket?
Did it come with a football phone?
I just buy stuff over time, and then eventually, you know, by the time I'm 30, it turns into a full outfit, which is great.
Does anybody still have the football phone, the Sports Illustrated football phone?
I used to get all the hats.
Okay.
The Major League Baseball hats.
The phone looked so cool, but you know, there's no need for landlines really anymore.
No. No, there is no need for landlines.
So you're starting this week like that, and you will finish the week looking like Billy Hoyle.
Yeah, that's right.
Billy Hoyle.
Which,
that's right.
Josh?
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So they aired one of the more extensive previews last night during the Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Jack Harlow thing?
Who signed off on this?
I don't know.
Who?
It's going to be so bad.
The first one was really good and funny, and it was kind of like, you know what? I don't need any more. Who decided that we should remake this?
Mm. Well,
with Jack Harlow of all people.
Yes, good question. Who do we have to blame here?
I can kind of understand like why they would remake it, because that's just what we do. Like I get that.
Original.
Why Jack Harlow? Why? Have you ever watched a Hulu original movie? They're not great. I was under the pretense that this was a theatrical release, and it's not.
Oh, really?
No.
It's straight to Hulu?
Straight to Hulu.
I just typed in White Men Can't Jump remake on Google and pulled up the first news article, and there was a column from USA Today. Remaking White Men Can't Jump is Hollywood's stupidest idea yet.
I mean, there's been some stupid ideas.
My favorite, that article.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of ideas.
Yep. So that's going straight to Hulu. I thought that Eddie Murphy, his new movie, was going to be in the theaters. And then the other night it was on Netflix, and I'm like, this is on Netflix as the number one slot. Like, what happened to going into a movie theater? Was it so bad that they said, no way?
Straight to Netflix.
Did anybody get kicked out of their Netflix because of the password thing this weekend?
Nope.
Not yet.
No, they retracted that.
Oh, really?
People got so mad that they said, okay, fine.
Nice. Power to the people, baby.
They are the NCAA. They're the NCAA. This is awesome.
Because they were really, you know, gung-ho about, you know, remember they did the tweet of, like, sharing a password is caring or whatever?
You better not.
And then they blew it all up. They're like, no way, no more sharing passwords. Mm. And then they went back on that. Good
ruins my time, because I spent time looking for the workaround. And I found it, and I was going to use it if they came at the person that has the account that I... happened to
what watch. If Netflix came like knocking at your door, like you need it, it's time to log out, and I'm gonna watch you
it
log
would
out.
Be it would be a reminder that when I was in college, I was afraid that Napster would come knocking at the door, because there was a stretch in Lincoln where Napster was on campus, starting to get people.
Same with LimeWire. I was really concerned after I really started to think about it, about illegally downloading songs.
So that's why I avoided Napster. So LimeWire or BearShare?
BearShare. I remember that one too, yeah.
BearShare, great name.
I don't recall BearShare.
No. It didn't really matter where it came. You were still illegally downloading songs. The LimeWire had such a deep catalog of all these people. I don't even know how they did it. I guess it was just crowdsourcing, just people downloading songs to LimeWire or uploading songs.
Yeah, because every once in a while, it would, like, halfway through the song, it would just go, DJ! I'm like, this is in the real version of the song.
Like a song from a radio station in California. It's like 96.1, The Breeze.
So I have, I think it's a, it might, I think it's a, I can't remember who the artist is, but there's like in the middle of the song, there is that. So I know that that's one of my old downloads.
But there was an old iPod?
Yes, I do. I don't know where I'd go to charge it.
I
still
lost
have
mine
my,
at the end. I got to pull that thing up.
So I still have it because I bought the alarm clock where you could dock it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I still got that. Yeah. And nice. So my and it's collecting dust in the corner, and it's still got the iPod in it.
You got to fire that thing up one day. See what you got going on there. I got a lot of mixtapes from like 2004 on there. No. Just a ton. Yeah, LimeWire.
So Napster. So there was a story in the Daily Nebraskan just alerting students that Napster was on campus. Now I don't know if that was true or not. But they did. So
there's
one
no was Lars Ulrich there too.
So there is a story of I think it was either Abel or Sandoz. Some kid got fined like $40,000 at Nebraska.
Really? Jesus, how much was he downloading?
Oh, I think he Holy was downloading hell. Enough that Napster would come to Lincoln.
Yeah.
And knock on his door.
Well, he was probably selling off burned CDs too. You know,
yeah, that's profiting really off of it. Yep.
See, kids nowadays, we explain this like Dalton. You got in the studio. You guys will let the audience know what he's doing here today.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand that.
No.
Nope.
Burning CDs.
Burning CDs.
iPod. He'd be like,
did what? You ever know a guy who burned movies?
Yeah, I did.
I did too.
We still have a copy of Christmas Vacation. We were cleaning some stuff out. I'm like, why do we have just a blank disc that says Christmas Vacation? My wife's like, oh yeah. Someone burned that for me.
You had a whole, you know, those CD, like, not holders, but like the books and you flip the pages.
Yeah, the sleeves of them, yeah.
I mean, multiple books full of burned movies. I think we had, like 6 or 7 copies of Fever Pitch. Why? I don't know.
One for every day of the week.
Just in case you lose one, you've got five more.
Did I do that one? No, let's make sure we have it. Fever Pitch, okay.
Fever Pitch.
Slide it in there.
I never did the movies.
Jimmy Fallon.
I did try, like when we had VHS tapes, to try and record. Like you'd hook up, you know, from one VCR to another with all the cords.
Yep.
You would try and record the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
To no avail.
I'm a bootlegger.
No.
Death blow.
You sit there with a camera.
This is Kramer all of a sudden again going into a movie theater.
Exactly. So we advanced technologically on the bootleg movies. Like we were able to just download the digital copies of them, which was great. But yeah, back in the day, you hold your camera up. Man, what about? I guess we have it on our phones now. But the old movies, like the home movies, I miss those. Those are fantastic.
You're talking about like the reeled ones or
no. After that, you know, you pull out your big
camcorder,
the huge
not the one that fits in your palm quarter, but
and it fills up tapes and then you store the tapes.
That's an industry that has gone away because I did for my parents. I took a bunch of the old tapes VHS tapes and took them in and they burned it onto
made
a
them
CD.
DVDs. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's a good gift.
Yeah, and then they got divorced like a few years later. So I'm not sure what was on those tapes. Dad,
where's the tapes?
I have no idea. Actually, you bring that up. So this is a discussion I had with a family member last week. There's like a couple of things I want from my high school days, and I know they still exist, but I have no idea where they are because my family is like spread throughout the country. And some stuff they have kept, other things they have left in a house, and so.
Oh, you know somebody still. I mean, they're somewhere.
You know what I want? I want my high school letter. I never got a letterman's jacket, but I want my high school letter.
It's not on a coat. Okay.
No. Yeah. So once you lettered at Urbandale, you didn't get like another letter. Like let's say
you
letter a couple
a,
years
you get
before.
A chevron.
You get a chevron.
Yeah. And I want my letter, and it's somewhere.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys have jackets? I didn't get a jacket. I didn't get a jacket.
I did have one.
I wasn't cool enough.
Black leather sleeves with a very fuzzy green, you know, whatever the material that is.
I think it would have just said baseball on the back, and I didn't think that was cool enough. I wanted to have like three things.
You
need a
multi-sport. Why'd you make something up?
Well,
Were you ever like student
nobody
counselor?
Nobody would have believed me if I would have said academics. I guess I played football my senior year, but did I letter? I don't know. I didn't play.
Get the track and field
much.
Button.
Oh, if you played, you might as well just throw it on there.
I did get a couple snaps on senior night.
Yeah, then put it on there.
I almost sacked Brian quarterback Galen Gully, And nice. He somehow escaped my hands.
The same now boys basketball coach at Bryant?
That is correct, yes.
Wow.
So yeah. you didn't have the same outcome as Rudy did.
He was a year younger than me. No, I didn't.
Jay Ball the head coach?
Jay Ball was the head coach.
Rudy got the sack.
Yep.
Dalton, how big are the Letterman jackets at Johnson Brock? Everybody got one?
Really?
No. Okay.
In a small
town?
Are
they being phased out?
Do they go back to sweaters? Are they back on sweaters now? Oh, we need to bring back the letter sweaters.
The Letterman jacket, except for like in college, may be phased out.
Yeah, I noticed in college it's actually bigger than it was.
So a lot of colleges like will have ceremonies where you get your first jacket. Like Nebraska always, with their sports, they will do a ceremony.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there is the power behind that jacket.
I saw the volleyball players get them last week.
Oh, yeah, there's the power.
You borrow somebody's Letterman jacket, and you go out when you're in your 20s, and even though you... Do you not look athletic?
You go out with the letter jacket?
I did it as an experiment.
It gets places?
I borrowed somebody's Letterman jacket because I wanted to make a point of
like
the Letterman jacket.
This was a social experiment.
This was a while ago.
Okay.
That you use the Letterman jacket, and it's like a magnet.
It's now, a VIP
and even in my current, in my state back then, people would still be, the jacket would attract the conversation, and then it was your job to... further the conversation.
Sure, yeah. It's up to you to
close. In college, they don't put actually what you lettered in on the back.
No, they just give you the N.
That's the dream.
Which is even better because it's mysterious.
But you know what? I've never seen an Omaha Letterman's jacket or a Creighton Letterman's jacket.
I never have either.
I've definitely never seen it.
But Nebraska makes a big deal of a ceremony every year to hand out to the people that get their first jacket.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I've never seen a Creighton one. I've definitely never seen wait a minute. I take that back. Have I seen it?
I've seen prep letter jackets, obviously, but no.
I've never seen a Creighton one ever.
But unless you're hanging out at the food court at Westroads and ducking for cover, I don't know the last time I've seen a Letterman's jacket.
Does it happen a lot? Food court, Westroads, ducking for cover.
Man, the new food court.
People get into food fights there. That's what I'm talking about.
Flagship Commons?
Not at the Flagship Commons.
No,
it's
a little bit more respectable.
Very calm in there. But
it's very respectable.
At the old food court downstairs where like the what's that store now? The box store. What is that called?
Oh, the container one?
The containers. Yeah. The container.
Contain yourself.
Yeah, that's where the old food court used to be. Oh yeah, I get wild in there.
Really?
That's for sure. Yeah. Orange Julius everywhere.
So was it more chaotic than the Crossroads?
See, I didn't cross roads much.
I can't remember the last time I was at Crossroads.
Did you have something against coming to 72nd and Dodge?
I think it was a little late. I think Crossroads was probably a little past its prime.
It was already dead by the time he was in.
Yeah, I mean, that thing has been a pit in the ground for like 2 decades
So when
now.
You were in high school, when you were in college, Oakview was the mall, right?
No, it was Westroads.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, it was. It's basically always been.
Oakview had a brief run.
Yeah, I don't think Oakview did.
I don't know if Oakview.
I worked at Oakview when I was in high school. Finish line and then American Eagle.
Did Oakview have a moment? Because I don't know that.
Yes,
it did.
Yeah. It did.
Yeah, they had one of the best sports bars ever.
Yeah, Champs. Champs is great.
Oh, I do remember Champs.
And Champs was like the first sports bar I ever went to. They had the stacked TVs. Now they weren't like one screen where they split it up. It was like 8 different individual TVs that were in a box.
Like built-in type stuff. Yeah.
Champs was great.
What's the Rio Grande chicken sandwich still one of the best things ever.
Is there anything left in Oakview?
Yeah, they've got some stuff.
When's the last time you stepped in? I've boycotted since Sears left.
When was the last time I was there? You're a big Sears
it's
fan.
It's like, no Sears,
that's
no
quite
me.
Quite the decision.
Boycotted since.
And then I tried to go to the Sears at Crossroads, and they tore it down.
Exactly. Now, where's all the Sears? We need more Sears.
I had to go there not too long ago for something. The hell would it have been?
You had to go to Oakview?
Yeah.
Like, I've been to the Oakview Mall area. There are some surrounding stores that I will...
Like Barnes & Noble. I could see you being a Barnes & Noble guy.
Oh, yes. Love Barnes & Noble.
Back in the day, that Mr. Bulky candy store. Ooh, Sam Goody. Yeah. Sam Goody.
Well, now,
movie theater's back.
Beers R Us or, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That place is... Yeah, which is
just
insane.
Amazing. What a great concept.
There's a couple... What couple stores that I've been to there? Around Oakview Mall, but not in Oakview Mall for a very, very long time now. I want to see what's going on in there.
I'm really I can't even
empty.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you last time
why the hell I would have been there, but we were there. My wife and I were there for.
They still got the food court rocking?
Yeah, the food court was there, not nearly as bustling as it was.
Sure.
Oh, I loved it. I worked at Finish Line when I was 16. Go up on break, hit up Amigos, pretty much on the reg. Then the following year, I decided to. broaden my horizons and go to American Eagle instead. Oh. I worked at American Eagle.
Oh, you wow. did?
Following year.
You worked at American Eagle.
They're very wow. flexible with the schedule.
Oh, and the clientele was probably better looking than it the was. Finish
You're
line.
He's a guy that also would work at the Buckle.
No, no. Why? Why? You think, you think I'm a big butt kisser, don't you?
So you're like out on Hollister?
Yeah, no. Hollister.
Aeropostale.
I got to say, Hollister no. smelled better.
You know what? And I wasn't good looking enough. Yeah. Being a ginger to get Abercrombie & Fitch over in Regency.
Oh, yeah. No,
I knew better not even to apply. I didn't even apply.
Anybody watch that doc?
I haven't. I kind of want to. Did you?
I kind of want to, too.
Okay, I'm waiting for reviews on this thing, but I kind of want to sink some time into that.
It's just about how their hiring practices were based on if you were thin and attractive.
Yeah. It was pretty much.
Those were the days, Josh. Those were the days.
Oh, yep. This is a great list shared by Tim.
The Oakview Mall Directory?
He goes, here are some that you remember. Remember FYE?
Oh, yeah.
FYE.
Yeah. For Your Entertainment. It was like a Sam Goody.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, I don't either.
He said Claire's. Everybody's got Claire's.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a Build-A-Bear and a Spencer's.
Yep, there was a Spencer's there.
And he goes, you guys were just talking about Barnes & Noble. What about Walden Books?
Walden Books. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's where we got our books.
Don't they still have some of those in airports? Or have those turned all to Hudson News now?
I think everything's Hudson News now. Yeah.
Man, they really cornered.
And every mall's
market.
Got a Lids, right? That's like
I was just looking at Oakview's directory.
There's like
you mentioned
like
Champs
staples that are in every mall in America.
You mentioned Champs Americana for Sports, but they also had a Champs Sporting Goods
at the Mall of
clothing place.
At the Mall of America, I think they have like 6 Lids. I really,
why?
Because 2 are not enough.
Well, you know, if you walk in on one side, there's got to be a Lids in front of you.
I remember going into all of them during a trip to Mall of America with my wife. And
she's
said,
like, I want to go to all the Lids.
What does this one have that the other
right,
one doesn't? And
I go,
I
know.
Don't. There's something different in this one. I don't know what it is, honey. I can just feel it.
She said, no. That's not the point. I just want to visit all of the Lids in the Mall of America. I remember watching that show. Remember they did the show of the Mall of America, like security?
No, that would be good.
That's
a good idea for a show.
They did it. I don't remember what channel, you know, one of those.
TLC, Discovery, something
that's
like
it.
That.
You nailed it. Yes. So, yeah, they followed around the Mall of America security team.
Hmm.
And, they had some situations arise. That's for sure.
I bet.
It was pretty good. It was a good show. I wonder if that's on Netflix now.
Okay, so small world, what we're talking about. This is from Stacy. She says, I was an employee at Champs Americana at Oakview. We closed in 07. We were working the last day, and then at the end of our shift, they told us there was no need for us to come back.
Oh.
And it closed that night.
Wow.
After all the customers were gone.
Oh, man. Yeah, they used to have everybody gather up.
They said the company told them that the high rent in the mall forced them to close. That was like when you're in Lincoln and you come up here like to do high school games or stuff, mm-hmm. that was like a must stop.
Yeah.
If you were coming from Lincoln up to the big city, you would go to Champs Americana.
We got a message here from Cody on our text line.
Hi, Cody.
At the Oakview Food Court, they now have a section that serves beer, tap beer.
Good.
And then he says, not much else in there. I guess he was there on Saturday, but they had a train show going on.
Okay.
Maybe a toy trains would just go around the whole. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on in there, man.
Josh,
it's weird to think about old malls.
Josh, when you go to a mall and it has the play area and it has all the different things you can climb on, do you allow post-COVID?
Really don't want them playing on those things, but I get the pull, the allure. I might not be able to stop them.
Sometimes you just can't do it. You can't hold them back.
Sometimes you need a moment for yourself.
There's very few things where I'm like, oh, that's too germy for a child. Yeah. That's one of them.
And some of them, I know in the mall in Lincoln, at Westgate in Lincoln, they have they look like animals with their little scooters, and they actually ride around.
They have those at Westroads.
Oh, I would never be able to stay off of those.
And they put them right next to the entrance at Westroads by the food court, so of course every kid's going to go, ah! Mm-hmm. But here's a good question, now that we dive deep into this. Like, a couple of malls here have either died or are dying.
Mm.
Why is Gateway Mall in Lincoln making a comeback?
It's back. Yes. Mm. I thought there was a moment when I lived there that it was going to die, and then it roared back.
Really?
They embrace the modern flow.
Well, because
of things.
Nearly every storefront is full if you go into Gateway.
Yes, totally.
They lower rent?
Well, South Point came together, and then I think it started to shift that way. And then people were like, you know what? I miss the indoor malls. I miss yeah. indoors. And boom. I mean, the food court is still huge at Westgate Mall.
Yep.
All the storefronts are full, like Gary said. Yeah, it's you would think it was 2000.
Maybe we're too bougie in Omaha. We go to the Regency. We go to West Shadow Ridge.
Yeah.
We go out to
Village Point.
Yeah. Well, what's the status on Village Point? Are we falling off?
There's
the pier. They still have not replaced the Pier 1. Yeah, that's been closed for years.
Yeah. There's still some vacant properties there.
No,
good space still available.
Yeah,
there's
still some ability to lease a plot there, if you will. Yeah.
You're not a Village Point guy? You don't go out there to get some good restaurants Anchors?
I live very near Village Point, but I don't find myself out there very much.
The Shields there is always packed.
Yeah, the Shields there is always packed. They have people parking on the grass at Shields.
What is the new... remember Mimi's at Village Point?
Yeah.
It's been like four other things since.
Salt Hill, Salt Creek, something or other now.
Salt Grass.
Salt Grass.
It was a chicken place before.
It's a steak house.
I loved Mimi's. Mimi's was good. Firebirds has stood the test time there.
Yeah.
They've
hardly see anybody at the movie theater.
Really?
Just me.
Just Josh. did you see 80 for Brady over the weekend?
I didn't.
Sad.
No shows after 7:30 all weekend.
Are you committed to this or not? Are you committed to seeing?
I told,
hey, honey, you need to watch the kid. I need to see 80 for Brady for
mom. My mom said she was wanting to see it too.
I'll take anyone's mom to 80 for Brady.
There was a
accompany my mom.
Sure.
Okay.
There was a review today that I saw that they messed with the outcome of the game. Like there's like for sports people. We know that Super Bowl.
Well, which Super Bowl was it about? The Falcons Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
That they take some liberty with a little bit of the game.
Oh, okay. That's going to rub sports fans.
They didn't show the Edelman catch?
As if Matt Ryan is not suffering enough. You got to do this. Now I got to say that they had something to do with it. Mm. By the way, Village Point restaurants, that 402 eat drink, really good.
Really good.
I agree.
I enjoyed that.
I did that over the
holiday break. That was very tasty.
I'm still being sad now that I'm thinking about the end of Crossroads when all there was an entrance from Target where you could walk and there would be like a Chick-fil-A kiosk that would just bring sandwiches from the store. Mm. And then they had some like German flag museum.
It's so scary. It's so eerie.
That was like the last store at Crossroads was like flag museum.
They were good for the flag museum.
Well, if you went into Crossroads before it, you know, finally went away. Like for years, there was nothing in there, and you walk in there, it's so eerie.
Yeah, you're afraid you're going to see like a random raccoon come
by. But
you
can still walk through like the rest of the mall. There's
it was open.
Every once in a while, you might encounter like a human being,
right?
Or
wildlife.
So the development that's finally going to happen there,
or something,
and all the stuff they tore down. Are they ever going to tear down that parking garage? Like that parking garage cannot be.
No, they knew that parking garage.
Yeah, they're keeping that.
But there's no way that's safe.
No, I'm sure it's not. Yeah, I can't
imagine
what
to tell you.
I don't know about the structural integrity of the parking garage.
They probably did some cost analysis, and the lawsuit is less than tearing it down and rebuilding it.
We can't put the Champs thing to bed without acknowledging it did have a major lure. It was one of the only bars that was open on Christmas Day night. They had this huge party, and they had like a DJ and stuff. It was where everyone went. It was one of those things where you pay like, I think, $5 to get in, and then everything was like dollar wells and dollar beers.
This is at
the Champs at Oakview.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet.
Charge people, like abandoned mall, charge people to get in and basically turn it into like a club for the night.
Ooh.
There's like the business idea.
So speaking of which, there are quite a few malls in this country that they just are too expensive to tear down, that just sit vacant, that you will see people that sneak inside. And we'll take pictures and how eerie an empty mall that has sat empty for years looks.
Yeah. It's terrifying. It's very scary.
I think there's one in either Cleveland or Toledo that they now have to have security there because people want to get inside and
see it.
Yeah. But it's like really, really weird. Stuff is left over. It just lays out in the walkway.
There's got to be a documentary about like the rise and fall of the American mall. Like, I would love to watch that.
I went to a wedding in the Northeast in the Berkshires, and we went to the mall. because there was nothing else to do. We're like, oh, let's walk around the mall. This was about five years ago. One of the anchors was occupied by a wrestling organization, and there was a wrestling ring in the middle of the.
Oh my God!
You could see the space where the chairs would be set up.
Nice.
Like the gate was down and the lights were off, but you could tell. Like Saturday nights, they're running shows in there.
Oh, that's amazing!
Your favorite memory of Mall of the Bluffs, which no longer exists.
Never went.
I never went either.
Never went.
If you've not been over there, it's gone.
The sign's still there though.
Yeah, it is.
Mall of the Bluffs.
Now, what's the more modern little outdoor shopping area they have over there in Council Bluffs, right off, like over Manawa? It's just called Manawa Lake Manawa.
That's
something.
The Mall Death Place, where everything is outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called, though? Lake Manawa something.
Who knows? Anyway. Shops at whatever.
Shops at Lake Manawa. But that might be it, actually. That could be it.
Shops at Max Duggan.
It's always Shops at something.
Yeah, there's a Target there.
But it's like S-H-O-P-P-E-S.
Yeah, classic. You got to stand out.
I always get triggered about that. Shops.
Boy says, remember a few years ago when they had the Douglas County Fair at Crossroads? Yes, we do.
What?
They did?
They did have the Douglas County Fair there.
Really?
It's perfect. It's the perfect location for it.
Well, they got a lot of space.
Exactly.
A lot of unoccupied space. So that's
whatever happened to the cones? Did they ever preserve those? You know, the cones that we're familiar with.
Oh, the cones.
I hope they did.
Like in a museum somewhere?
They deflated them.
It's somewhere with the Rosenblatt bleachers that they couldn't sell.
I believe your ticket friends bought those.
Chris says there's articles about empty malls turning into Gen X nursing homes. Tough.
Hmm. That's a huge Gen X nursing home.
I mean, where are us older people going to walk in the mall to get our steps in?
Oh, that was my favorite thing. I never knew about power walking and mall walkers until I started working at Finish Line.
That is huge.
When we'd go to open, I'm like, what are these people doing?
And well, a lot of the malls have gotten to the point where they put like signs up there. And I know this is the case at the Mall of America. Like, they will tell you how far you've walked if you do like a full lap.
Was every other day at the Mall of America that you can do?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Was every other day like okay, traffic flows this way? Certain gyms. I know Genesis. You have that where it'd be like okay,
that's
Mondays,
true,
Wednesday,
yeah.
Fridays, the traffic is going this way. Tuesdays, Wednesday, you're going the other way.
I think it's an unspoken. You know, everybody.
You just know you go right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That was a big thing. Merle Hay Mall in Urbandale in Des Moines.
Oh,
it was a big mall walking place.
Yeah.
Merle Hay Mall, which kind of almost died and then kind of is coming back. They were supposed to build an arena. Like some of these malls are building arenas onto them where you'll get people in, like to come see a show or a game.
Okay. Hey, while you're here.
Yeah. So the USHL team in Des Moines, so I think they ran in a couple of roadblocks. They were going to build a hockey arena.
I love this.
On the side of Merle Hay Mall.
I love this tweet from Marcus. I do agree that Gateway Mall is having a moment. Stopped by there a week or so ago, and it was fun to see so many people there. Ate at the food court, walked around. Was a great atmosphere.
I mean, just talk about
it. Hey, you can just feel the buzz. You know what?
Because,
you feel the buzz.
When your parents would let you go to the mall by yourself or drop you off.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing.
There's nothing like a sunny Saturday at the mall.
Yeah. Anytime, like for baseball trips when I was growing up, if we were somewhere and we needed to kill time, that's what we did. We went to the mall.
If you're a teenager and you're unoccupied, the security follows you around.
Yeah, that's true. What are you lifting?
Keep an eye on these guys.
Yeah, it's totally true.
They're up to no good.
What? Speaking of Lincoln, I thought it was a mall because, again, I'm not really sure. I don't think it was Gateway. The Tilted Kilt, when it existed, wasn't it near a mall or connected to a mall?
Oh, yes. But I believe that had a – are you talking about the one in Lincoln?
Yeah.
I think that had a poor ending.
Oh, I'm sure it did. I'm trying to remember which mall was it connected to.
Yeah, they were in a gots to go situation.
There was some stuff going on that wasn't supposed to be going on.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put cameras in the bathroom.
That was there. But that's not there anymore. We don't have to worry about that.
Was it in the men's bathrooms or the women's?
You can look it up. Just Journal Star, I'm sure, had a story on it.
I will take a look. Yeah, I knew, but it was connected to a mall, right?
It's right there. Yeah, yeah. Okay. The inside of it was in the food court, and then you could get in from the outside.
That's
too.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So I Googled the Tilted Kilt, and you know when Google, like, hey, here's some other questions you might want the answer to.
Yeah.
What is a kilt girl? Kilt girl entertainers are an elite group of women who are sexy, smart, friendly, and classy. Kilt girls make great money and fast cash with flexible schedules while having fun at work. Be a part of the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen and apply today.
Nice job by the Tilted Kilt getting that, on Google searches.
Yeah.
Did you come across the story at all?
No.
Okay.
Won't be hard to find.
All right, I'll have to check that out.
Hit the news column. See what happens there.
Yeah.
That was the one at
Gateway. That's a large prize that the jury awarded.
All right, now you got my
jury awards former Tilted Kilt server $1.4 million.
Oh, God.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, your restaurant's probably going to close after that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Look at that.
Wow, that was 2019? Okay.
Oh, man, 2019. Yeah. Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have survived COVID then.
Well, definitely not both.
No. Well, there was the loss.
I mean,
they were
whammy.
They were in for it. They had a fixed deck.
But I believe the Gateway Mall has, you know, they've corrected their image. You know, they're back. The Gateway Mall is all the way back. They got good restaurants, good food court stops, walk around, hang out with the mall walkers. I believe they have a Dick's Sporting Goods there now. It's great.
Well,
they have a great arcade as well.
Oh,
they have like
a
two-level arcade.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they put in that. It's got a bowling alley in it. It's a full bowling alley too. Not the miniature stuff.
Hmm.
I don't know if this is true or not.
Probably is.
I'm just gonna say it's true. Chris says one of the reasons that malls died when they did, here in Omaha, for example. There used to be over 100 restaurants on West Center between 156th and 180th.
Oh, my. I mean, there is a lot out there.
Okay.
There is a lot out there.
I won't immediately dismiss that as false. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Just drive down Center Street in your head. Yeah, that's real.
100? I mean, that's when you get back into where Target is, and there's the Panera, and there's...
Well, think about just that 168th and Center. There's like 20 of them right in there.
That is a lot in a short... And people wonder why people that live out west don't go downtown for dinner.
So what we've said is now the whole world is our mall.
Yes, it is.
The whole world is just our mall.
It is very true.
And we're getting away from enclosed malls, and we like outdoor malls.
Yeah, it's good to just enjoy the fresh air.
I disagree. Nothing like that good natural light shining through the mall windows on a Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
Or pitching pennies into the fountain, making a wish.
Yep. Yeah.
Or oogling people from the second level.
Yep.
If they're walking down below.
Just riding the escalators.
Hey, where are you going?
If the whole world is like a mall.
The elevator at Westroads that you could see through.
Yeah.
Very cool elevator. You could take that all the way down to Tilt, which doesn't exist anymore. Very sad.
How come it's so hard to get a damn pretzel then?
And how come they don't give out samples anymore?
I just want a damn pretzel.
Josh just wants a pretzel, and he needs malls back to get
it. Yeah. Or
was it Auntie M's? They had the Auntie M's.
Yeah, put an Auntie Anne's or a Pretzel Time somewhere that isn't a mall.
Oh, yeah, Pretzel Time. That was the other one.
Or not in Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
That's true. Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought of you guys this weekend. I saw a lawyer, local lawyer. I forget his name. He had stolen the Better Call Saul logo and worked it with his name in there.
Oh, that's bold.
Did you call him out?
I didn't, no. But I was like, oh, great advertising if you're a lawyer. Yeah.
Well, that's a bold strategy. Either great or, when you think about it, maybe not.
Hey, I'm a
shady
lawyer.
Knock on his door here soon. Somebody like, we need to talk about that copyright there.
Next thing you know, we'll be hanging off a billboard and, doing a stunt that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what did happen to the pretzel, like the samples? They used to have them right there on the counter and you would smell it, or there'd be somebody standing outside that when you walk by. Did COVID kill the sample?
Was that Pretzel Time or was that Auntie Anne's?
Well, I imagine it wasn't worth it because you're giving away food on a store whose profits are probably razor thin. And then you put out samples, they're probably gone in 30 seconds because teenagers just, hey,
free food.
This pretzel, I'd like to buy this pretzel. Let me,
I wasn't buying nothing.
You're right about the smell, though. You would smell it, you're like, ooh,
the little tiny,
find my way over there.
The little tiny cinnamon pretzels with the sugar cover on them. Oh, man.
So this, I'm vibing with you. So I'm thinking, because I had a Costco trip yesterday morning. How many times have you gotten a sample and actually bought the product.
Yeah, when I was a kid walking around malls, 0%.
You know what? Once 0%. Actually at Costco, we did. There was a pesto sauce, and so we sampled. They're like, "This is pretty good." And who couldn't use a pesto sauce? So we did. Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad. Like you go to like the grocery store, and it's the retired people that are doing the sample station, and they try and give you the pitch about this bacon or sausage, and it's on sale right now, and you're like, so you're like,
well, this is what happens every time. You go up there and you say, "Oh yeah, it's good," and then you just walk away. Right. You just walk away. No further conversation.
Except for the one time we had the pesto sauce.
So you can buy it right here. It's right here on the shelf if you want it. Okay, thank you.
I'd like to think we made that, and it was a sweet old lady. I'd like to think we made her day because I feel like
you
if
bought
you can
the
even,
pesto.
We did. We bought the pesto and we got it right there.
Here's
right.
a coupon. It's on sale today.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you get the coupon.
I feel like if you even get one purchase
out of the coupon machines in the aisles,
if you get one purchase out of that, I feel like that person gets rewarded.
Yeah.
I would take all the coupons. I would do nothing with them. I would just probably spew them about the store, but I would pull the coupons out of the coupon, giver in the aisles.
You don't strike me as a guy that goes up to the checkout lane and it pulls out all your coupons and just hands them to that 17-year-old cashier that's going, "What are you doing?"
You hand them the coupons and you write a check.
Yeah.
You're like, "Oh, hold on, let me get my checkbook.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm going to be a little old school today."
Yeah.
Do you have a pen?
Do you need me to write my phone number and ID down on the check as well?
You don't want to see my driver's license with that check? What? Excuse me?
People are always amazed now that
I did write it down, though, too.
I have cash. I just like to have cash. This is another going back to last week and the things that I do that are sort of old man tendencies. But like I like to have cash. I mean, and every time I pull out my wallet, people are like, "You have cash?" I'm like, "Yes, I have cash."
Do you walk around with change in your pocket?
No, not. I can't have it in my pocket.
It's weird now.
But I did have to install a change cup holder in
right there,
my,
guys.
In
right
my
there.
Car.
What'd you pull out there? A quarter?
6 cents.
So you must have paid for something.
Must have. I don't remember what.
Must have. Might have been in there for weeks.
Yeah, like we'd all, like our dads, all they put, they grabbed the change and then they'd come home, they put the change in the cup.
Yep.
Then they'd take the change out, put it back in their pants, and off to work they'd go. Mm-hmm.
Never know when you might need a quarter.
I think the only change I have would be in the console of my car. It just sits there. You never know when you're going to be downtown and need some parking. But then anymore, you use the debit card.
You can use the app.
You can the app.
And the app. The app is, love it. But I want to say the last time we had a park down there, we had some quarters. So just, let's go old school on it.
Pump a couple quarters in the machine. You get a sandwich, it fills, and you're on your way.
Yeah.
I don't usually.
It's a hell of a day.
How old do we sound today? My God.
I don't know. I want to. I seriously want to see if we have a checkbook because I got to get some groceries.
Well, you got some checks.
I feel like writing a check.
You don't have a checkbook? You and your wife?
We do. I just don't know where it's at.
Right, a good thing?
It's in the home somewhere.
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
So I feel like I should just take the checkbook and go pay for groceries that way just because. See what happens.
If I had to guess, my wife's purse? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
I'm sure I can find it. I'm not worried that it's
I just have never used one.
Yeah.
It's not in a stranger's hands or anything, but I feel like I just want to write a check today.
I don't think I've ever written a check in my entire life.
You would want to write a check.
Never in your life? Ever in your life?
Wait a minute. No way.
Oh, I don't believe
it. No way that you've never written a check.
I've written a check.
No.
Ever.
When would I?
Oh, when
you first get a checking account?
Yeah.
Maybe you're paying rent.
Yeah.
You ever pay rent?
No, I gave my roommate cash and he wrote the check.
Really? So he wrote the check.
Yeah.
Secondhand check.
Did you ever have to you would have had to give a voided check for a direct deposit? Is that the closest you've ever done to writing a check?
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Really?
Never written a check.
I don't think so, now that I think about it.
Yeah, that seems crazy to me.
That does. I feel like at least once in your life you've probably written a check.
Well, I want to write a check.
Well, you got to go get your checkbook
Go get you a blank check. We'll see how you fill it out.
Yeah,
and then depend on how you fill it out, we'll know if you really have or not.
I know how to fill it out.
I wouldn't do it at the grocery store, though. Like, you got to send it to a send $25 in the mail to somebody.
Pay OPPD or something.
And then they don't believe that it's real, so they just hold on to it.
Yeah.
And you're
now when you get checks, you could just take a picture of it and it deposits it.
Yeah.
Which is great.
That is huge. That is huge. You might think, Happer, you were pretty old school. You probably don't like that. No, I love that. That is really good convenience.
Josh, you've never balanced a checkbook? That was like a cool thing once you learned how to do that?
Oh, it was the first thing we learned in our marketing class in high school, accounting.
Oh, how to balance out. It.
Well,
they were pearls we were given.
Yeah, or when you, like, you're so desperate sometimes, not all the time, that you write the check out for cash.
Yep.
Oh, I've never done that.
And you go, like, to, like, the grocery store, and you just give it to them, and you write it out for 100, and they only give you, like, back 90 bucks because they've taken $10 in fees.
Yep, fees. But for you, it's worth it because you were desperate and you needed it.
And you're like, wow, this is kind of cool. I was able to write a check just for cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets a little scary when you're in college and you don't have a lot of money and those start to bounce and then...
Yeah. Like, wow. Yeah.
And then you end up at places on O Street that give you advances on your, you know, $125 paycheck that you're going to get at the end of the week.
Nice.
But it costs you $250.
Yeah.
It's like, I need this now.
Like, wait a minute. How does this work? It's actually going to cost you $147, but I only want $125. Well, you don't understand, son.
You can have all the money right now, but it's coming back.
Yep.
It's coming back. All right, boys.
All right. I was going to ask you about Salvi Perez.
Feel free. Go ahead. I'd love to talk about the Royals.
Hey, Bobby Witt Jr. is the star.
He is the star. He is the future. You realize they're trading players just to say there's nothing going on. Bobby Witt Jr. will be the shortstop going forward.
Massey or Lopez will be at second.
That's right.
Hunter Dozier is going to be your third baseman.
Sadly.
Vinny will be at first.
He will be.
Will Salvi be catching on opening day?
I think Salvi will be catching on opening day, but probably not a whole lot this year.
Defensive skills have diminished a bit.
I would say that the robot umps might eventually help him because he's not the best.
Doesn't he have, 2 years left on that big deal and then he's probably done?
Yeah, I don't know. How old is he? Oh, he's not that old. He's probably, 33, something like that?
That would be a tough one.
He's like an old 30. Probably.
That'd be a tough one if the White Sox rolled into the K.
He's an old soul.
He is. So, he's not even 33. He's 32. He'll be 33 on opening day, though.
So I think he has a couple years left on that deal.
33 in May.
He is an old soul, then.
So when he comes back as a White Sox, they'll have a cool moment. They'll play the video.
They talked about trading Nicky Lopez to the White Sox. I was like, oh, get the hell out of here. What are we talking
about? What? I feel like Cleveland could get maybe a year out of him, too.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Sure.
He'll be a DH for the next 4 years, and then he'll be on the next Royals World Championship team, and then he'll ride off into the sunset after 2025.
Is he playing in the World Baseball Classic?
Probably, right? Team Venezuela.
Yeah. That would be a good pickup if he is.
Yeah.
I bet he is.
I have to admit,
I'm excited.
Seeing that Otani has no restrictions and he's going to pitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The U.S. team is pretty good.
I would like to go. I would like to go.
It's insane.
Let's go to Miami.
Went to Miami when U.S. played Mexico. Insane.
It was
nothing but noise the entire game, and it was fantastic.
Great.
I do not see Salvador Perez on the Venezuelan WBC roster.
I was trying to find hats this weekend for the WBC.
Oh, good one.
Couldn't really find them yet. Starts in
just go visit
6 weeks, though.
Local lids.
I might. Go to the mall today.
They might have them.
Yeah. Go to one of six if you're in Minnesota.
All right, boys. We'll let you go. That's the crossover.
To finish on this.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
This is perfect. Channel 3,
not
Sean.
The
crossover sounds like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It does. Today it does.
Yeah. Larry David couldn't write this.
I was going to say, do we have the theme song to it as we go on a break?
Bum, bum. All right. We will start things off on a Monday next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.